going on?
What's up?
I hear we had a conversation earlier that was erased from the world. I don't understand.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't want us getting our word out, do they? So,
yeah.
So I got a few other. I got Plan A, Plan B, and Plan C. Anyway.
Okay.
So we know there's a lot going on in the news today, right?
Yeah, quite a bit. Chicago is a big subject, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the Chicago Cubs, you know, but we know, but I did a video on the Chicago Bears, right? Or, I mean, the Bears in general are God's angels.
What?
And so God's angels are the Bears, and we know that, and so they have coded all these news stories, haven't they, with things like goats and Jesus and apocalypse and Ghostbusters. And the Cubs fans are well oiled because we know that that's the wise version. You know, they have to be well oiled. Right. The wise virgins had their oil, and the five wise virgins had their oil, and the other five didn't, so they missed the wedding festival.
Exactly. They didn't get to go to the party.
They don't get to go to the wedding feast of the Lamb, right? When Jesus returns. All right, so. So, okay, so that's that. You know, I've read way too many stories about, you know, and they had the name Carlos Santana, Satan, in the left field, because that's the left-hand path, right?
Santana, Satan, yeah. Not a far stretch.
So, I don't care what people say, you know, they might think we're crazy, but you know what, they code all news stories, because the Jews make up everything. They script all the news. And when we say Jews, we mean Satan's kids because of the offspring of Adam and Eve. And Esau gave up his birthright and married into the Hittite women. And then that's marrying into the Canaanite bloodline. So they lay claim that Abraham's their father, but he's not because, well, he was, but he isn't anymore because they corrupted their whole bloodline through hundreds of years.
How's it go? Love those of yourself, which are those people like you. Love the lie. Learn the lie. Lie to everybody, man. If you can get over on them, get over on them. You know, gypsies, man. The original gypsies, they were Jews.
Right. Well, you know, and the Phoenicians, you know, the Phoenicians were the Jews. They were the fallen angels. Fallen bloodline were that was Lebanon, and Lebanon was the Canaanites, and the Canaanites were the offspring of Eve and Satan. So they became the Phoenicians, and to this day we're still under Phoenician law, and we still speak their language of phonics. We still worship. They still worship the same gods. Bell, Saturn, Moloch, Baal, Dagon, which we know that the Catholic Church, they wear, you know, the priests wear the Dagon hats, right?
Well, that was actually from medieval times till now. It was an insult towards a Catholic in Europe to call him a Dagon.
Right.
They still use it today. You don't got a bastard, you know?
Yeah. And we know that the pre-Adamites were the blacks and the Asians, and that Cain left the garden and he went over to the Orient in Asia, yeah. And he was King Sargon.
That's where all the samurai and ninja, all that shit come from. And all those legends, that's where they come from.
Right. So now the Jews are they're also Turkish mongrels.
When you think about it, Conan, the movie Conan with Arnold Schwarzenegger,
mm-hmm.
Big bad motherfucker, Tubal Cain, what is the secret of steel?
Right. And Tubal Cain was the son of Cain, and he told everybody to hate your brothers, love evil, cheat, steal, lie. Right? And that's
the, get over on somebody quick. Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's the Jews today, right? And they run Hollywood and they run the porn industry and they run all the news channels and everything.
They don't really run them, but they influence them heavily.
Well, they pretty much do write the scripts because...
As I said, if they ran them, we would have no say in what is going on.
We don't.
Right,
they code
right,
everything. They code everything. They code everything. Like today, the Indian tribe and the Sioux Indians in North Dakota. The whole pipeline thing, and then they got the Bundy group over there, the rednecks, and they're trying to make the whites look bad because we're evil, because we're Israelites, and the Jews hate us, and they'd love to destroy the white race. So all of the stuff in the news right now is all scripted. Like even like, you know, the elections are all staged, and you know, Hillary Clinton in the doing this thing in the Jacob Javits house that's Jewish, and it's the glass.
The glass ceiling
is what we live in. We live in a glass dome, and they want to break the glass ceiling because they want to bring the waters down when the fire comes. You know, and I was trying to talk, you know, I was telling you earlier about how, like, the Bears, or the Cubs, they were wearing shirts, and they were like, because they're bringing the fire, you know, and they were, in the Cubs story, they were saying, get the shirts off, they're on fire, just take, it burns, take it off. I mean, who writes this stuff in news stories? I mean, they had the word apocalypse and just all these esoteric words, you know. I think I'm gonna put some of these articles up next to this after this video, you know, or this talk.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put them on.
You should. It'd be nice to have the articles run while we're talking about them. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. But I'm gonna I'll put those up and I'll probably underline a bunch of the words. But we know they code all the news with symbolism and gematria and all of that. It's all spell casting. Phonics from the Phoenicians. All spelling is spell casting.
Well, if you go back to the Babylonian Talmud, which had the gematria in it, that's where it comes from.
Right.
You know, this is all magic, right?
Right, and so all the public is bewitched, and they all, you go on Facebook, and everybody's fighting with each other on stuff that they created and scripted to fight over.
That's why I couldn't be there. You know, I would say one thing, and I would have an argument with 10 people. I don't want to do that, man. It's too much energy. I don't want to give you that much.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm not going to give you that much energy.
My advice to everybody is don't participate in any of it. If everybody stopped participating, they wouldn't. They're like little brat bully kids on the playground. If everybody stopped participating, they just go away.
Well, answer me this: if everyone today in America, everybody in America, just like fuck you, I'm not going to pay tax. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Well, what would they do?
Yeah, but see, nobody. You know what? For one, they don't. Most people don't know. The white people don't know they're Israel, so they don't even know who their enemy is. You know, Adam means red, red earth, red, ruddy in the face. Jesus was the last Adam. You can go through I put up a whole thing about how Jesus was white with blue eyes.
Yes, the physical description, yes.
You can go in the Library of Congress and look it all up, because they're all documents from antiquity.
As you said, how are you gonna argue with the Library of Congress?
Yeah. So
these are physical description documents, man.
Right. So we still live under, the Phoenician Saturn rule, right? So the court systems is Saturnian. Okay. Right.
Exactly.
They wear the black robes and the dresses because we know that Satan likes to play both sexes, you know.
Hey, can I interject something real quick?
Sure.
This has nothing really to do with what we're talking about, but I found it extremely humorous. I was in a situation one time where I was in court, and, you know, the judge is wearing a black robe and whatnot, and the guy in court in front of me was being sentenced to, like, 45 years in jail for whatever the hell he did, right?
Yep.
I'm not going into all that. But this man, it was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life. He said, "Well, you pussy, if you would take off that dress and sentence me like a man." it kind of goes with what we're talking about, you know, with the whole androgyny fucking,
They want to turn us all into that, right? Because they put soy in all the food.
Right.
Which is this feminine hormone, and then they put corn in everything, which changes your DNA. So they're trying to change us into the fallen angels. They're trying to change us into hermaphrodite. The X is the women of the earth. The O are the fallen angels. They want to mix those two, and just like in the days of Noah, like the Bible says, so will the end times be, and they want to create a new race. We know that America was never built for the Edomites or for the Israelites. Freedom means free Edom, free Edomite, the free the Edomites, right? Because those are the fallen angels' kids and Satan's kids. Okay, and that includes the tribe of Dan and the offspring of Zara, Judah, which is the royals. The royals. So you'll notice that a lot of the If you Google a red string on a wrist, on the wrist of people in Hollywood, they all wear the red string on their wrist because they are the tribe of Zara, Judah, which was a corrupted bloodline, not the line of Jesus. Judah was the line of Jesus. So they aren't in, they're all against us. So we got Zara against us. We have the Edomites against us, and we have the tribe of Dan, because the tribe of Dan, mixed with the fallen angels under Mount Hermon in Lebanon very early on, they're the redheads. And there was a lot of these giants found in the caves that had red hair that were, you know, were the Nephilim. And they were, you know, these redheads are part of, and you'll notice in Hollywood and in law and in Prince William and all of these families, there's a lot of redheads. Because redheads has a lot to do with it.
The tribe of Dan, correct.
So these groups. So there's more than just the Jews. And then you have the Shabbos Goy, who sell out for fame and fortune and do the will of the Danites and the Jews and the tribe of Zara. All right.
Good point there with the Shabbos Goy. Talking about being famous.
Yeah.
He was, as a child, before he was anywhere near being famous, was an infamous Shabbos Goy.
Exactly.
For his Jew neighbors, he would cut wood, he would stoke their fire, he would cook their meals on Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Good.
Yeah, he would fish it for him. Excuse me, Saturday. They're Saturn worshippers, so right. Saturday.
And we know that the Vatican is Saturnian. They worship Saturn. They're the Saturn Brotherhood. They wear the dresses. They have all the symbolism of Saturn, just like the Jews. They're the same group. They're all Sodomites.
It's about Christ, man. If you go to Catholic Church and think it's about Christ, you're a fucking idiot.
No, it's about the Sodomite gateway, because the Sodomite gateway is, it's like as above, so below. If you sodomize somebody, then you are creating on earth what is going on in the heavens, the hell, but their heavens is the hell gate, right? So sodomy, when they sodomize each other, it hits a nerve in their lower cox, in their lower spine, under the in the coccyx area.
And it
creates a explosion in their head. It connects the two pillars of their brain, the two parietal lobes, and it creates a spark, and then they can transverse the veil, and they can time travel, see the future, see the past, and control everybody and everything. And now they've been able to figure out, CERN has been able to figure out a way to connect the two pillars on Earth, which God broke so that the demons could not come in back and forth. It's a battery. It's like a battery, both positive and negative. And these demons are coming in and out right now as we speak because CERN has found a way to use energy to connect the two pillars together to allow these demons and fallen angels to come back, come into our realm. And they plan to turn humanity against God and take his throne. And they believe that if they sodomize God and angels, that they will take his power. And there is a real truth to what's going on about them wanting to destroy the Israelites and take God's throne. But we know God's angels are the bears bringing the fire. So it seems logical to me that they talk about breaking the glass ceiling. Like, they want to break the glass ceiling to bring the water down on the fire. I mean, this is going to be an off-world war.
They can flood it again and we'll put the fire out.
Yep, they can't. And you know what? As crazy as this all sounds, you know, it's all coded in every movie, every song on the radio. You're not going to be famous, rich, or have any great accomplishments or any great fortune if you're not one of them. You're not in the club. Right?
Exactly. Historically, the Jews themselves really create nothing. They just control those that do create.
Yeah. So when I talk about the IXXI, that is the 9/11 gateway because it's the two pillars with the XX gate to hell. It's in every movie. It's everywhere. It's coded everywhere. You can see the XX gateway all over the place. And if you put, X is 33, if Z is 1 in gematria. So that's your 33 sodomite gateway right there. So XX is the same as 33. And so,
there you go.
I have decoded massive amounts of symbolism that you look at every day, logos, business logos, anything on your food. Just logos.
Look at your Xbox. You know what I'm saying?
Xbox 360.
You got the black cube. You got the ring of Saturn. You got the blue and the red colors of fucking Yaakum and, you know,
right.
Boaz.
Right.
And it's nuts. It's everywhere. Anything commercial has definitely got a fucking logo on it.
So the blues are the blue bloods, right? The fallen angel group. Or the Jews are all, and they do have, they are the vampires, and they do have cells that are not like ours. They are not like us. They are not us. And then we have the red Adamites, the red pillar, which are the sons of God. And we are actually, I believe in Psalm 82, it talks about how we are gods. But we will fall as men because we're stupid. Because we don't see what they're doing. So, we are here to warn people about what's going on. And we talk about people telling us that Ham and Shem and Japheth, the sons of Noah, people are trying to tell me that Ham was black. You can't get a black DNA from a white person. It's DNA, you know. So what happened was Ham married Nama, which was the sister of Cain, and they corrupted their bloodline, and he sodomized Noah, and he lost everything through that. And that is why all this stuff in the Judeo-Christian churches, because the Jews have taken over all the churches and the Masons. For eons, they've taken them over and have taught people totally the wrong stuff. But the blacks are pre-Adamites, and so are the Asians. And the Sioux Indians that they're fighting, you know, that Sioux means small, tiny snake. It means snake. And they are from, they're recorded to be 30, they have came over here 30,000 years ago, they said. from Asia, and that's why they have black hair, because they're Asians. Well, the Jews are Asians too. They're Asian Turks. So the Jews have a lot in common with the Indians, don't they? But they're playing all of us with these stories, the Bundys, and with this pipeline and the oil. And the oil always represents the wise virgin's oil. You know, they just layer this stuff. Right?
That's a good point. They're always talking about oil. You're right.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, and it's because it's there. They have to tell both sides. They have to tell the truth, but they don't tell you the truth in words. They come out in symbolism, and they code news stories, and
that's the way magic works, you know. Lesser magic works that way. I don't tell you what I'm going to do, it's not going to work.
Right, lesser magic, right?
I tell you what I'm going to do, and you don't do anything about it, and it works, well, that's on you. You're the dumb fuck now, you know?
Right. And they do tell us, don't they?
Yeah, every day. They rub it in your face. And everybody's like, okay.
I go on Facebook, I can't even be on there because I cannot believe everybody's fighting over...
They're fighting amongst themselves over stupid shit.
Stuff that's scripted. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, the news is scripted. It has been forever. And because they've been... We know that the Masons run everything too. They're the Jews. All of them work together. They're all on Satan's side. Because they know they're not going to get into heaven because they lost their bloodline, the privileges. So, they know this. Just because other people don't know they know this, we know they know this. And they have lost their privileges to heaven. So they're going to try to get to heaven through knowledge and technology, right? And CERN and all these things that they're doing.
Technology. That's what you said.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To me, this is my explanation of it. Technology with no morality is inherently evil.
Mm.
There is nothing good in it at all. And that's what CERN is. There's no morality there, man.
No, none. They mock us all day. They mock the Israelites all day long, day after day, in music. And I was listening to the song by Talk Talk. Remember that song?
Yes.
And it's all...
Didn't they have that fake sacrifice and all that bullshit? Well, come on, dude.
No, it goes, funny how I found myself in love with you. You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that whole song is all the animals that are that God hates. And the one-eye symbolism is in there. It's all the unclean animals. It's crazy, and they're just mocking us. And I was like, what? Yeah. Go watch that video. It'll piss you off. But anyway, if you know the Bible, it'll piss you off. But, you know, most people don't, so...
Well, most people know a distorted version, you know. They don't read it for themselves. They let the preacher on Sunday tell them what it means.
Yeah, but we know that the... Okay, we know the churches have been taken over by the 501(c) tax exempt 33, which is 3C is 33, right? Because C's 3. So pretty much they're telling you the Masons took the churches over, the Sodomites, right? And so nobody's going to be on TV. I don't care if it's Christian TV, TBN. When they say Jesus, they mean Horus and Satan. And they are all the Jews. They are telling you that blacks are God's people and you know, and everybody, all this crap that is just, you know, mind-boggling. They don't tell you the truth about. They don't tell you we live in a glass dome. They don't tell you where we live. They don't tell you that the fallen angels had sex with the women of the earth. They don't tell you that on TVN, do they? None of this stuff we're talking about is on there. And then you have all these blacks watching the show and all these black pastors saying, we're all equal. We're all, you know, why do you
everybody
think... If you believe for 1 minute for just a second that the Jew, that someone's lying to you, and they're pushing immigration and we're all equal and we are the world, we are the children. No. We're not all equal, and we're and the fact that they're saying we all are, you got to go, no, we're not. Okay, they wouldn't be telling you that if we were.
Right.
Jesus loves me. You know, I mean, they have all these. I don't know. I'm just losing my mind. But you know,
yeah, many people with the same fucking mentality, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eden. Okay, I tell people to go study Sir Francis Bacon because he's a scumbag motherfucker, and he is real huge in creating this new Atlantis that we're living, that they want to create, which is before Israelites came here. The Atlanteans were the fallen angels that ran everything, so they want that back. And so John Dee, who was the first 007 for the Queen of England, and 007 is Tubal Cain, and Tubal Cain is the same thing as your logo at on Facebook. Facebook logo, Tubal Cain, same thing.
All right. There's a lot of rings used in a lot of symbology too, man. I've noticed that. You're looking at Bluetooth and all that shit.
Yeah. Well, that's the gate. That's the Bluetooth sign. It's like the seal of Saturn. So that seal's everywhere. The seal of Saturn is the gateway to keep the demons out. And Solomon had control over those demons through that gate with a ring, with the seal, right? And the 72 Goetia, which are the 72 demons, and you see the number 72 in everything. So, you know, they put 369 in every story. Talk to me about the 369. I'll tell you some more about it, but you tell me about Tesla.
I'll tell you what, man. Tesla described the universe. If you understood it, it would be 369.
Right.
He was all into the electrical universe shit. He knew about Saturn. He knew about the moon. It was some really good shit. He's a really good guy to look into if you want some information.
Good.
Why didn't they try so hard to shut him up? All of a sudden, at the beginning of the 19th century, they just shut him up. No, shut up. No. Get out of here. Boom.
Well,
shut up.
All right, so my decodes is 3, and this is on the Kabbalah tree, so it's not just me making this up. 3 is Saturn.
369 is everywhere.
3 is Saturn. 9 is Isis, the moon.
The moon.
And 6 is the Horus, the sun.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm my mother. You're right.
All
right,
so there's a flow of energy going back and forth. They create negative energy through news and propaganda and heartache and suffering to create energy.
And a receiver and a transceiver.
Yes, right. Either the energy goes 369 or 963. It flows back and forth. They know how to flow the energy. And it feeds Satan, which is hell, Saturn. Satan. And it's not a planet that's solid. Okay, these are energies. These are... Our planets are not... and it says in the Book of Enoch that they are the wandering stars. They're the wandering stars, and they were named blasphemous names. And they're rebellious stars.
But Tesla himself even said, we're not on a planet, we're on a plane.
Yes, we're on the flat Earth dome. In a flat Earth dome.
And 369 explains it all because it's all electrical.
Right. It's an electrical system.
If you can understand the circuit, as you were saying, the circuit between the arc was broken.
Yeah.
If you can understand the circuit, you can understand everything.
Right. And we have, so they also have, there's a circuit between the two. So you have your, your two parietal lobes and your occipital lobe.
Exactly. The brain is the same thing as an arc. And as you were saying, with the sodomy, they create the spark between the arc. And it, you know, it's just wild.
And they get deja vu, and they can see everything all at once, and they can time travel and astral travel and everything. by connecting this arc between the two parietal lobes.
I heard it can also insert and fucking desert demons that way.
Through the dura mater, which is a electrical system of the nerves.
Right. The dura mater is basically just a chart for the electricity, man.
Yes. And it's all atomic and electrical. And, you know, we talk about, like Russia being the bear, like the Judeo-Christians make the bear, they're going to come and they're going to nuke America because we're Babylon and it's the bear. Well, you know what? They represent the bear because the bears are the north, and north in the Bible is heaven. I've proven that a million times over in my videos. North is heaven. So they're going to try. So when they code that Russia is going to nuke America, what they're trying to say is that the bears up north, God's angels, are going to nuke this place. You know, and they have nuclear weapons. We don't. It's a big farce to think that we have. I don't care. You can go study it. Everyone needs to go study how nuclear weapons are just a big old farce on the earth. God has them. God is the only one that can nuke anybody, and it's going to happen. And they know it. And it's in every movie. And they always have survivors in their movies, don't they? Because they believe that they're going to survive this nuclear war that God's bringing. And they can hide underground and hide in Walmart. And they're under Walmart is RAM back. You know, it has the word RAM in it. They think they're going to hide in Walmart. All this martial law is bullshit. It has nothing. There's all these countries are on the same side. You see them all wearing the same Masonic robes and pictures. I've proven it with Putin wearing the same Masonic robes as Bush. They're all on the same damn side. So if they're on the same side, who are they fighting? Something off-world. Right?
There is an off-world battle. It is a lot deeper than what people think it is.
Right, but we're the crazy ones, though. But we see what they're doing.
Well, good luck with that one.
I know, Will. I drive you crazy. I've driven you crazy for 5 years on this stuff. I've pounded this in your head, and it drove. I know it's been really stressful dealing with me sometimes because I really send you a lot of information daily, every day, every 5 minutes. No.
Every if 5 minutes. I thought you would like it, I wouldn't be here right now.
I know, dude, but you're like the smartest guy I know, so I don't know. It's like, we need to do our own radio show.
Because I listen to you, you know?
I know, but the thing is you don't just, no. You are not a person that listens to anybody unless you believe what you're seeing is true. I know that about you. You don't take no crap from no one, you know, so you're not just listening to me and going, oh, yeah. But you figure it out for yourself, and you know it's right.
Oh, my God. You told me everything. You're amazing.
No. That ain't you, Will. No.
No. I do have opinions, man.
I know, but the thing is we're in some serious times right now, and all this, these politics is all scripted. I cannot believe that people buy into this stuff. I mean, I did a whole video on proving that these people are just, they're so, all so.
Are you going to vote for Hillary?
Hillary.
I'm so sorry.
You know, I mean, time's running out for them. I can feel it. You know, I already think that a lot of, there's been a lot of, I've listened to a lot of story of songs. Like there's a song called Switch Back. It's too late to switch back. I got no way to switch back. Damn, I forgot the name of the band. But anyway, the point is I think a lot of people have already taken the Mark of the Beast in Hollywood and all of them have already done it. They try to say cloning. They use this propaganda about cloning and all the stuff. But really, they've taken the Mark of the Beast, and somehow we don't know all the details, but we know something's not right with these people.
Well, I think there's a demon into this body.
Well, they get demons put in their bodies when they get sodomized. They steal the demon legions and the strong man.
What I'm saying is, when you take the mark, when you become famous, you let a demon start controlling what the fuck you're.
Yeah, but I think physically, I think DNA wise, they have changed their bodies. And if you're an Israelite and you go to the other side and you take the mark of the beast, the XO, then your soul can't be saved because you're no longer in God's bloodline. You just forfeited it, just like the Jews did, just like Esau did, just like the tribe of Dan did, just like the tribe of Zerah did. They all gave up their bloodline, and now they're not going into the kingdom of heaven, and now they want us all to be anyone they can get in there and to destroy. They will try.
They're trying to bring everybody with them because they fucked up.
Right.
Some people don't get that, man.
So, call us crazy all day long you want, but you know what? Your soul. It's your soul.
It's pretty much in your face, man. What is the meaning? I don't know.
These news stories are just... you see him throw... You know what? The Bundys? I have pictures of them all throwing up the fucking satanic hand signs. Okay? One dude was on a horse. What's his name? The guy was killed. Well, I don't even know. I don't even care about all the details about what they do. But he was holding up two fingers. The two finger, when you hold up the thumb and two fingers, that's the two fingers they stick up your ass to flip the trip. Okay, the trip you fucking blast your brain with the electricity. Right, that's the trip. That's the two fingers. They have pictures of Jesus with the two fingers like that. They mock him. Because Jesus was nailed on the cross at 3:69. And he was fucking hung on a cube with the O on his head, with the crown of thorns, which is the XO. His hand was at 3, his feet were at 6, his other hand was at 9, and his head was the O. And they put him on the cross, which is a cube. And they made him look like a hermaphrodite. Okay, they called him a hermaphrodite with that. And I've seen, in the last year, I've seen a couple articles from the Daily Mail saying that Jesus was a hermaphrodite.
Yes, I've seen myself. Yeah.
So they humiliated him, not just hung him on a tree, not just hung him on the cross and hurt him. They humiliated him and made him said he was a hermaphrodite. All this crazy stuff. And the Jews killed Jesus, not the Romans. And Jesus is white. All you have to do is go and look up in antiquity and all the stuff. He had golden hair and blue eyes. And
hey, Bill.
What?
While we're on this subject, you were talking about the Bundys. I wonder if anybody's ever made this connection, because I've made it long ago. There was a TV show called Married with Children.
Yeah, there you go. Nice.
And dude, that show in itself changed television.
Mm-hmm.
It brought discovery and fucking just almost pornography to television on prime. And funny thing about it is, as you said, Bundy was the name of the family. That's one of the 13 ruling families.
Mm-hmm. There you go. It's one of the 13 satanic families, right?
He played football for Polk High. He played a fucking, what was it, a cornerback or some shit. Right. But his number was 33.
Yep. And that means you're a fag. Okay, that's what it means. You're a fucking fag.
Right. It was the 33rd degree, man. That means you're getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah. Because 33 is a scatological symbol with man on man. It's man behind a man, a butt behind a butt.
33. Nobody ever brought this up on YouTube before. I've never seen it on YouTube.
Because nobody knows this stuff, and I do. And you know what? all most of YouTube, most of the truth movement has been is
most of the truth movement is
well, it's controlled opposition, and we know that Alex Jones is a Jew, and he has his microphone is the seal of Saturn, and his he has a cube for his name, you know, on his InfoWars, and he puts stuff. He puts his two fingers up, and he does the mark like the one finger of Moloch. He does a one finger ball all the time in the check mark. And all of that stuff. And he does it all the time. And he's so, so all the, and, you know, who else do you hate in the truth movement?
Who's there? Mark Dice? Who's there? Mark Sargent?
Mm-hmm.
All of them, I don't trust none of them. I'm sorry.
No, because they're all put there as controlled opposition to play both sides of the pillars. Good cop, bad cop.
The whole flat earth thing, some of them have some really good information, but I think most of them, 90% of them are bullshit, you know? They're just talking shit out their ass, man. Do your own research, man. Look for yourself. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Nobody is fucking right.
But the code can't lie, so once you learn the esoteric codes, and you know the symbolism, and you see it, once you see them do it, you know they're fucking liars, just like the Bundys. Because they throw up the fingers, you know, they throw them up there, and they don't think anybody else is going to catch them, but we do, don't we?
They throw gang signs, they're probably in a gang, you know.
Exactly, right, Will, exactly, right.
How else are you gonna take that shit? You know, you're over here throwing gang signs. I'm gonna figure you're in a gang. You know.
So, all news is scripted because they are liars. They are all liars, and they got the cops. The cops are at the top. They're all Masons. Well, the cops are all Masons. They wear the star, right? Satan's star.
Well, from what I've read. Any major city in America, if you're a sergeant or above, you pretty much have to be a Mason.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're not going to get any further. You know?
And what about the people at the top of the medical field? They're all Jews, like most, a lot of doctors.
They're Jews and Masons, yeah.
Because they ain't going to let people like us, you know, up there, us Israelites, you know.
Well, fuck no, man. We can't make no money, bro. You know,
I went to school 5 years and I got screwed over every step of the way because I'm a free thinker, right? So I studied science, nursing. I did all this, just about everything, journalism, just tons of stuff. But anyway.
You know what? I've seen some of the stuff you studied, man, just in your personal life. I'm not going to go there. But yes, I've seen some of the things you've done in your personal life and you study your ass off. You're like a bulldog when it comes to studying.
That's all I do, man. I'm dedicated 5 years, man. 5 years all day long, every day. Takes a lot of work. I don't just come by this information because I watched it, you know, an hour show here or there. I figured this out myself.
I've seen a video. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Right, you know, right.
So.
You know, like I said, even when I first met you and just some of the stories I've heard before I met you, some of the things you've done, you're a bulldog when it comes to information.
I just, you know, I've written poetry that was just really cool poetry, never went anywhere, because, well, look at Bob Dylan. He got he's a Jew. They love to give each other awards, and he got the Pulitzer Prize for poetry. Oh my God, that guy. It's terrible. It's not poetry. I don't even know. And so we have like Einstein, who plagiarized all of his works from other people, right? And then we have Karl Marx and Freud. They're all Jews. And we know Freud likes to diddle. He likes to diddle kids because that's what they do. Because they've sodomized kids at 3 years old. Go look up Marion Knox's work, where he exposes how he's deprogrammed hundreds of people, or whatever, how many people, from being sodomized as children, and then they created split personalities and instilled legion demons and all these, you know, all these.
Actually, I read a lot about him, man. He was good, man.
Yeah, I got his stuff on my YouTube channel and on my website.
I read a lot about him, man. He did a lot of people a lot of good. You know, he helped a lot of people.
Yeah.
There was nobody complaining about him, you know?
Nope. And so we know all this crap that we learned in school with most psychology is just ridiculous. Only thing that I love about the only thing I've ever found useful was the Myers-Briggs MBTI personality index. And yeah, that
was Young and Beverly, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that personality test changed my life, because I realized that I'm an ENFP. And I'm an extroverted intuition person, which means that I can just collect information from all over, the things that don't even connect, right? And I can just combine them all and make, you know, connect dots where most people can't. So that's extroverted intuition, right? Whereas you're an INFP, and you have introverted intuition, which you take information in on an intuitive level, but you're like, you take a few subjects and you will delve deep. And you'll just develop those ideas through life. Whereas I pick subjects and I just jump like a skipping rock across the ocean, you know, like, do-do-do-do.
Yeah, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm going forward all the time, constantly. And you know that, because I'm, like, I talk incessantly. I'm an extrovert, so I have to talk to think. And you're an introvert, so you have to think to talk. And so you get exhausted in like, being around people too long. And I'm sure I exhausted you to death. I know that, but yeah, I love you. And you love me.
Just let you talk, and I'll just sit over here.
And you're like... And, yeah, and so it's just... So, and it's weird, because my sister's an ISTJ, my twin. She's the absolute opposite of me. And, you know, we know that the Jews love the ISTJs, because they're the worker bees, and they follow all the rules, and they like the laws, and they like to do everything 9 to 5, which we need that, and I'm not saying that's bad, but...
Well, it's society, you know?
Right, but there's a place for people like me, but they don't... But since the Jews have already created the whole scenario and scripted everything, and they have a plan, there ain't no room for people like me who are, you know, the think outside the box, people, and...
See, that's my problem, man. I'm not a little guy. I take up a lot of room. I don't like it.
Right. I have a big personality, because I'm an ENFP. I mean, I have big, fat energy. I walk in a room, and people know I'm there. Because it's just an energy, you know? I'm just energized. I've had people call me Energizer Bella. That's kind of funny. But
you take your personality and put it into a man's body and walk around. That's but I'm a little quiet, man. I just take up a lot of fucking room.
Yeah,
you know? I can't help it.
I know, but sometimes the INFPs, man, they can get deep, delve. They can get depressed, because it's all NFs, because we're, you know, ENFP is extroverted. Intuition, feelers.
You start thinking about shit and you start feeling it.
Right. Your STs are sensory thinkers. They don't get deep into their feelings like we do, you know? Not that they don't have feelings, but they don't delve into them like we do. Like, we get crushed. I mean, we, you know. We take an idea and we make an assessment and an opinion based on our feelings. Based off our feelings, where they are more systematic and and it doesn't mean you're not because, I mean, ENFPs are extremely logical, and they're the best debaters out there. But we do we ethics are more way more important to us than logical systems, you know.
I would agree.
Which is what you know, you're an introverted intuition, where I'm an extroverted intuition person. So, but there's like a, I think 12. It's been a while since I've studied all of them, but there's quite a few
I thought
different
there was
combinations.
program.
You can take the Humetrics test online. It's the Myers-Briggs
Yeah, I
Humetrics.
think that's how I found out I was nine, I think.
Yeah. And I think if we knew these things about ourselves, because we have preferences, left hand, right hand, intuition, extroverted, intuition, introvert. You know, we just have preferences that our brains would go to first. So we actually use all of these tools that are given to us by God, but some of us just choose by by nature. We just choose some over others, you know. So we just choose think feeling over thinking, you know. So people can actually go and take this test and learn about themselves. And
It really, really helped me a lot, man. You showed me a lot about
yeah, it really clears up. You know, you think you're crazy. I mean, really, because ENFPs are just the nut balls of
that.
society. We dress how we want. We're ne'er-do-wells. We are dreamers. We travel. We change our minds every 5 minutes. We, you know, we're just, you know, we're
Well,
just
you
a.
think it's crazy, man, so you read this shit, right?
Right.
And you find that there's more people in the world like you, and you're not alone.
Right. So. But you know, like my be, having my twin sister being an ISTJ, she really grounded me a lot in life and taught me how to be more practical. And you know, because
Well,
I'm not practical at all.
you have to deal with something, right?
Yep, I live. I idealize a lot of things. I'm an idealist, but. I think that there's a place for that, you know. There's a place for that because I see an ideal society that God has for us as Israelites, of order and law and things that are going to work together and not all this chaos that Satan has caused, you know. And Adam was supposed to, you know, Adam was put here to take over
Take
Satan's
care of
job,
it.
take over Satan's job and rule over all the animals in the earth and do all that, right? And he couldn't find a, he could not the beasts of the field were the blacks of the earth, the blacks and the Asians, and God could not find a, and he talks about two-legged beasts, okay, that's the blacks and the Asians, and he couldn't find an appropriate mate for himself or for Eve, for Adam, so he created Eve, and he created Eve from Adam. Which they were, you know, that's the hermaphrodite idea. And that's what 9/11 was about, is to put, is the two twins. God showed me that
Then
one
you come
time.
back to the whole duality,
Yeah, putting
right?
the twins back together, the two same DNA, and making them back to hermaphrodite again. Which is what they want to do with us, because, you know, of course, like I said, that they've feminized men, and they've taken their roles out of the family, and they've really destroyed man's role
Wait,
in the
yeah,
family.
exactly. What did you say that you look at modern music? All the men are effeminate.
Yep.
You know, and they're trying to terminate the man, make him a hermaphrodite himself, kind of like David Bowie. You know, and they want all everybody to be like David Bowie.
Yeah, but remember how we talked about how the David Bowie represented the Satan character, because we talked about the names of Satan that they have. And that's
What?
Tom, Major Tom is Satan. Tom is a name for Satan. Jack. Charlie is another one. Like Jack in the Box, you know. Jack in the Cube. Xbox
Jack in the Box, and
360.
you're right, Satan in the Cube, right?
Because when you take the two, when the Masonic compass and square makes, one makes a circle, right? And one makes a square. And
A
this,
circle and a square, right?
right. And what, so it represents time and space. It also represents, the square represents the X chromosome, the cube, of the female, and the angels are the fallen angels, the O. So the big secret of the Masons is mixing the fallen angels with the humans.
There you go.
That's your Xbox 360 that you play all day, every day.
Every day, all day, just staring you in the face. Ah!
Exactly.
I don't know how else you can explain it any simpler than that, man. That was awesome. That was cool.
Yeah, so...
If I was stupid, that would make me understand, you know?
Well, you know, I've on my website, I have some slideshows. I mean, we're surrounded by a symbology that people don't have a clue that it's... Everything is symbology. I mean, what did Confucius say? That we don't... language is symbols. It's not words. It's not words in language.
We speak in words. We speak in symbols.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
even when you speak in words, they're symbolic. You know what I'm saying? They're symbolic of something else.
Yeah. And we talked about, you know, and then, you know, we've talked about these creatures that say, you're going to hell because you smoke a cigarette and you had sex with your neighbor and you. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, God, Jesus came to save Israel. He knew that we were living in Babylon. He knew that Babylon has controlled everything, which is the Jews. And, you know, the rest of them. And that we are in need of a savior. Well, we were, you know, we were, our DNA, his blood was perfect. His perfect DNA and his blood saved us. Only somebody with perfect DNA could do that, because ours is all corrupted.
Yeah.
So all these preachers that say, you know, I want to tell them, you know, do you spend Satan's money every day? Because, you know, on the dollar bill, that eye right there is the sodomite gateway. It's a butthole and it's the triangle. If you look at it up close and the lines all come out of it, it's a butthole. Just like Isis Horus said in the Catholic Church. It's Isis Horus Set, and it means shit, and it's the monstrance clock, which is a butthole. It's the sodomite gateway. It's on your money. It's everywhere you go. It's everywhere you look. You are in Babylon. So don't tell me I'm going to hell because I have pink hair, or I don't do this, or I wear makeup. Whatever.
You're going to hell because you're on YouTube.
Ootube is YouTube is EWE tube, which is me. You, an ooh is a sheep.
So you're going to hell for being on YouTube,
right? You know what I mean? You know, right. I have people. I can't even. You cussed. Oh God, you cussed. You said fuck. You know what? Okay, I get angry, and sometimes I don't know what words to say because I'm so angry at the Jews and stuff. I'm like, I can't think of a better word to say than fuck you, you fucking pieces of shit.
I say fuck a lot, man.
Well, you know what? Oh, well, and God knows we're human, and God knows that Bella's working on her programming. I've been programmed all my life, and I have ways about me that are habits. I ate some pork rinds last week. Oh God, you're going to hell. You ate some pork.
I'm poor, man. I eat a lot of pork. I'm sorry.
I'm trying not to because it's not healthy. You know what? Pork, like, okay, there's animals that are unclean, and pork wasn't made for us, but, you know, we're in Babylon, so we eat it. And we're trying not to. But, like, in the book of Enoch, in chapter 85, it talks about how the angels took out their private members and had sex with the animals, and they created donkeys, elephants, and asses, and camels. You know, the whole thing. Donkey and ass, the same thing. Right? So what do the Jew hybrids use for their animals for Republican and Democrat? The donkey and the elephant, which are hybrids, right? But, you know, That's here nor there, right?
Well, also there, but yeah.
People start need to read these they've the Jews have left us left out the Book of Jasher, a whole bunch of extra biblical texts that really connect dots. I mean,
Well, that's
Enoch.
why it's out, man. That's why it's such a great mystery, because they left those books out. If you read those books, it wouldn't be such a great mystery.
Right. Do you think that Enoch was important throughout the Bible?
Extremely. He explained a lot that was going on that people, oh, this is the mystery. No, it's not. Read that fucking book and you'll be fine.
So he was taken to heaven. He didn't even die, because we know that our
Right.
listen, listen.
He was thinking of him before death.
God, G Satan was
He
told.
never had to experience death, man. He didn't experience death until he came back to earth, and then he died, then he went back to heaven. You know what I'm
Now,
saying?
yeah, exactly. Now listen. Satan was told that he would eat the dust of the earth, right? The dust of the earth is the dead people. He needs death to survive. When someone dies, they turn into a salt ion. Ion is energy. So we feed Satan by our death all day, every day. Anything that dies feeds Saturn, Satan, and in the form of ions, salt ions.
Why do you think we've been in war since we've been a country? The whole world has been at war.
Because they sacrifice
Our
at the.
culture needs violence, man. We want to go out here and kill each other every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Yes. They feed on death and hatred, man. Fear, you know?
Yeah, that's the energy that they need, and they sacrifice the Israelites for their causes. I don't care. Nazis and Jews are the same group. The same group. They play both sides of the pillars. If you can't figure that out, you're a fucking dumb fucking ass. You're dumb. They are the same. They have they listen, Alexander the Great and Hitler created sodomite armies, okay? They mind controlled their armies through sodomy.
They weren't the only ones. Go
No.
back to the Greeks and Romans.
Right. And so they're all on the same team. And I'm not going to sit there and prove that this and that happened. You know what? They got the Jews.
Your homework.
You know, they just played both sides of the pillars. And they got rid of the people they didn't. They sacrificed some of their people that didn't believe, the Jews that didn't believe in the new Jew belief system. I could go into that, but you know, that's another whole long story. But the thing is, the Jews died from parasite. They designed they got a plague from lice, and so all those chemicals were to kill the lice, not to poison the Jews. And they love that 6 million number, don't they? And they put it in everything, just like today. That kid you were talking about, the 4.6 million views. He was the black kid of Clinton. All you got to see is a 6 million next to it and go, yeah, that's a lie.
The whole thing with the Jews, man, if people would just look up the consensus that was done in Europe before and after the fucking war, maybe they would figure out there was an impossibility of there was no 6 million people died.
No.
How the fuck would they be?
You couldn't even burn that many people that fast. People are.
I'm not really going to bring any numbers up. I'm just going to say, look it up for your fucking self. If you want to prove me wrong, look that shit up for your fucking self and come back and
Look what
talk
they
to me.
did to the Bolsh in the Bolshevik Revolution. They killed all of the true Israelites.
Stalin killed fucking, like, what, 30 times more people than Hitler ever thought about? Come on.
Guess what? Guess what? Is okay. The Germans are the tribe of Judah. Can you tell me how many people died in Germany from starvation because of the Jews?
Quite a few, man. Quite a few.
You know what? The whole plan was to kill the Israelites, just like the Bolshevik Revolution, just like, listen, they got their land illegally through the Balfour Declaration.
Well, you bring that shit up, okay.
Through Britain. you know.
Yes, I know.
The shit pisses me off, Willow. It just does. Once you get the truth, you know, it just makes you angry.
I'm not mad at you, man. You got some very fine points you're bringing up, man. You got some great, amazing points you're bringing up.
So,
I'm kind of impressed with you tonight. Hey, you're doing good, man.
So in the Bolshevik Revolution, what they did was they used all the cops like they're using all of our cops now, like the ones that aren't Masons. And they turned, so the first thing they did was kill all the cops at the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, right? They killed all the cops and put in their own military and their own military cops.
They will use them to a point and make them feel, we're doing good. And as soon as they're done with them,
exactly.
No. So go do what you gotta do, man.
And if you don't think they're gonna try to do that here, you know, they built up America because it's not to make it fall so that they could rise it from the ashes.
Exactly.
And you know, the phoenix rising from the ashes. You know, and they're so arrogant to think that they're gonna survive this Holocaust. The real Holocaust on the Jews is when the bears, God's angels, come and burn them up. Their entire trees, roots, their whole DNA existence. Go read Obadiah.
Yeah, there you go. Don't be too angry, though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the Lord says, do not judge, man.
No, because you know what? God said to hate, we can hate God's enemies. And God said, Esau, Jacob I love, Esau I hated. We can hate God's enemies, trust me. Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted you to clarify that for some people, because they will throw that at you.
Right. Exactly. But that's a Judeo-Christian fucking deal where they have brainwashed everybody to say, love everybody. Everyone's the same. We're all the same. We need to all love each other, and the blacks and the white. Let's all hold hands and let's put a black and a white person in every commercial on TV and an Asian in the background. Because in every commercial, every damn commercial, you got a black person, a white person, and an Asian.
You know what you said, huh?
For years. Why do they do that? If we're all equal, and they're liars, maybe we're not all equal. I'm tired of, I don't even watch TV. I mean, I'm literally every ad, like in ads and in clothing ads and everything, they got the black and the what. And you know what? The Kardashians, they make sure that they married black guys so that everybody in the world says, you know, whites should marry blacks and we should all, you know.
We want a wife to start with.
Why are they marrying black? They.
We had a fake robbery the other day, man. They done proved that robbery was a fucking fake.
Yep.
They're still talking about like a deal, man.
On your local news, there's shit going on, right? On the local level, like my little town. But anyway, anything that they do on a huge level, on a huge scale, on any mainstream media, is lies. Lies made up, lies and scripted. Period.
If they're pushing that shit, you know there's something with it.
Right. If they're pushing equality, you better well believe we're not equal. And if they're pushing immigration, you better believe that, you know, there's a reason. And the Muslims, you know, they're that whole tribe, they have claim to Abraham's the father because Ishmael and Isaac were, you know, Ishmael got sent out in the desert, right. And that's the Arabs. But a whole lot of Arabs are crypto Jews, right? Whole lot of crypto Jews out there.
I'm just going to put it like this. If I was a Muslim and I was devout to my religion, I would do everything I could to kill you.
You know what? They're pitting the Muslims against the whites. They want the, you know what? Here's another thing. Gun control. It's called reverse psychology. It's reverse psychology. They're telling you you can't have guns. So what are you going to do is you're all going to go out and buy guns. So when they send the Muslims after you, you guys can all kill each other. You know, just fucking all kill each other. It ain't gun control. It's actually making you get more guns. We've sold, there's more guns being sold and more people have guns than ever.
Yeah, you're right. Very perceptive, man. That's a great fucking, yeah. People never seen it like this. They fed that fear shit, that mentality. Oh, we got to prep, man. We got to get our AR-15 and our can of beans, you know? Right. You're right.
Do you know that the 15, you know what 15 means in code? 69 arc gateway of the hell. It's a 69 arc. When you add 6 and 9, it makes 15. It's the firemen. The firemen are the fallen angels coming to put out the fire that God brings. So AR-15 is raw, and your 15 is fallen angels, and guns are a phallic symbol.
Wow. Very well broken down. I never thought about that. That's intense. Yeah. I'm going to think about that.
So when David Bowie dies, you know, of cancer... You know, right, Major Tom.
Right.
At 69 years old.
I never thought about that. Hang on. That's fucking heavy, man.
He dies at 69 years old, right? That's the arc. If you go Google the Masonic arch in the 69, or the Masonic pillars with the 69 arc, you'll find it. And that is the Sodomite Gateway. And it's cancer because that's the cancer portal, which is the... Cancer is the, what, the crab, right? And it's a 69, in right? In right?
Yes.
You know, like Pisces is the fish and all that.
Cancer is a 69.
Right. So David Bowie dies of cancer at 69 years old and does that whole video about, I could just go all into that, but anyway. So the 15, whenever you see, remember when they did the McDonald's thing that 15, everyone should get $15 an hour and they were putting up all those signs? That was a satanic ritual for those angels of 15, which is a 69 gateway, which 69 is 15. So they're the firemen and the heroes. Yeah.
I mean, you have some insight that I would never thought about. Seriously, that's insane.
Well, it's by the grace of God that I come across these ideas, right?
I guess.
And I don't understand. I mean, I lose... like you said, I put videos up. They'll be like, in an hour, there's like 200. And then I get up in the next morning, and it says 18. I lose all my views.
I don't understand that shit. That's crazy, dude.
I lose...
You must be doing something.
Every video that I do, I lose all my views.
That's nuts.
Because they don't want this. They just, you know, they're just, they don't, they can't stop the truth.
They can't do nothing about it, but they just don't want nobody to fucking, you know.
Yeah.
They have no other way to fucking fight you, I guess.
I'm not making, you know what, here's the thing. I'm not trying to be famous or
popular
or any of that crap.
That's why you was born a girl. You want to be famous.
No, I don't. I don't give a crap. But I know God has people that are going to listen to this. Whoever listens to this is meant to listen to it. Right?
Yes.
And so whoever's supposed to know this stuff will know it. And they're God's chosen people because we are God's warriors. And he's teaching us stuff that... They've been doing this for eons. They've been doing since the Babylonian times. Israel's been punished for their sins because there was many times when Joshua was told to destroy the entire race of Jews. And
he didn't,
and he made them slaves. And same with Saul, King Saul and all these, you know, and instead of killing him off and getting rid of all the DNA, they made him slaves. So we're paying the price for it.
You're right. You ain't lying about that one.
No, and so any of you out there who thinks you're better than anybody else and thinks that someone's going to hell because they whatever they do and you don't, do the chemtrails fall on your head? Yes, they do. Fuck you. The chemtrails fall on all of our heads, don't they? Because we're all condemned, we're all being judged, and we're all being tried, and God has, you know, he has a reason for everything. But if the chemtrails are falling on your head and you're spending Satan's money, don't come to me and talk about my hair and what I do. Or anything. Don't want to hear it.
What?
Okay.
Don't bring that shit up.
Because we're all programmed. We've been programmed since birth. And like I always say, we're in the mental institution, but some of us are just higher functioning in the mental institution. And we're at the cool table. Okay? But we're still in the on the ward, and we're still being deprogrammed, right? Including me and you.
I got a long way to go.
Yeah, so do I. So, you know, these some of these people, like Eurofolk Radio, has a lot of cool stuff. But like Eli, what's his name? James. He talks about how, and those guys, they're talking about, you know, yeah, once saved, always saved. They don't think that's true, but we are, because we are Israel. And Jesus knew that we lived in Babylon. He had to come with his perfect blood to shed it, to save all of us from Satan and his DNA problem, the whole DNA problem. Okay, so if you think your DNA, Eli James, is better than mine, good luck. David James, if you think you're, you know, he always talks about how women are more emotional and less than women, men. But the thing is that men have cowered down, and now some women have to rise up when we don't want to and have to take over men's positions because they're too much of a coward to fight and get a brain and figure this stuff out. So if there's women rising to the top and exposing this stuff, don't put us down. Don't call us emotional and all this bullshit. You know?
Don't be mad.
It's bullshit. And
give love where love is due, bro. Come on now.
Come on.
Come on now.
Come on, my niggas. My ninjas. You know, I don't hate anybody. I don't hate anybody. I have all friends. Black, white, whatever, you know. But the thing is that God created us the way he did, and you have to take that up with the Bible. If you have a problem with what I'm saying, take it up with the Bible, not me. It is my philosophy. Anthropology actually proves that blacks go back far thousands and thousands and thousands of years before us. And you brought up one time that Lucy... You brought up Lucy, remember? You brought up Lucy one time, and as being an Anthropocene. I can think of that's where.
That word. Yeah, that word.
And but that means Lucy means Lucifer, right? They love to do that. Yeah. They love that word. Australopithecines. Is that it? Is that how you say it?
No, it's Afropithecus or some shit.
We're doing our best.
I got a pithecus, man. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm not... I don't go out... I'm not a hater. I'm not like a...
You're right. That was, also, what? 500,000 years? Not known. About 50,000 years ago, it was when Lucy was so-called hot or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the first so-called white man... You know what I'm saying? The Caucasian was with the same skull and body structure that we have now as a Caucasian male.
Yeah.
The first one found, the earliest found, was 5,500 years ago.
Right.
It definitely proves there was a huge time gap, you know.
Right.
You know, we was not the Neanderthal. We didn't come from that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and God made the white, like I said, God made the white people to rule the earth again, and then they wrecked it because They had sex with Satan and wrecked it. And they opened their third eye and they learned the knowledge, the truth of knowledge, good and evil, and blah, blah, blah. But anyway. So, how. Just talk to me, Will. Just talk to me. Like, this. We are not all equal, but at the same time, we don't. I don't hate. You know what? In the kingdom of God that is to come, the next 1,000 years to come, God has the outer walls and the inner walls and the, not everybody, not, it doesn't say blacks and Asians are all going to burn in hell forever. All that stuff. It just means that there's different places, you know, there's inner and outer walls, all this stuff going on.
Yeah, right. Anyone can become a Jew, you know, and a Jew is a true fucking believer, whatever. But it's not the people that over in Israel that call themselves Jews. You know,
well, there's black Jews, but there's no black Israelites. There's black Jews, but there's no black Israelites. Period. None.
Well, all I'm saying, biblically speaking, the term Jew, it really wasn't used. And it's very misused now. It just causes so much great confusion. And that's one of the things that keeps the world fucked up, man, is this confusion.
Right.
You know, it's.
But Satan is the author of confusion. Satan is the author of confusion.
Exactly. I'm not going to explain it to everybody, man, but just please take the time to fucking read, man. Just fucking go read some shit.
You know, the information's out there if you want to learn it. You know?
Exactly. Like I said, I'm not a real smart man. I just read a lot, you know?
I'm not smart. Well, you know, I have my own intelligences and stuff, like music, like I'm, you know, like we're really good drummers. You and I are good drummers, but we're not going to play music that's, we play our own music. I live with the most incredible musician. He'll never, if anyone ever that I've ever even seen on TV cannot play like this person. And I've been around some great musicians and got to play music with him and play drums like you have. But we're never going to play, you know, we're done. We're not going to play covers and play the music of the Edomite, the Jews and all that. Because we know that most of the Jews in Hollywood and in the music scene and all that, they're all the Jews. They're all the Masons, you know, Illuminati, if you want to freaking call them that.
Yeah, see, that's almost like a brand name anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're selling, memberships to Illuminati on the fucking internet. You go to Illuminati.com and join the Illuminati right now.
Well, the lower Masons don't know what the higher Masons are doing, so.
Well, exactly. Just like, you know, how many 12-year-old kids are joining the Illuminati right now with their mom's credit card?
Right.
You know, come on, man.
And, you know, when they cover their eye, you know, they're all telling you that they're sodomites. It's sick. I mean, the third eye is your asshole, okay? That's what that is. So, you all think that's cool? You want to wear your asshole on your shirt? You know, your one eye symbol?
Maybe.
Fine. If
it makes me popular. You know?
It makes you popular.
You get me a date for prom, you know, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Bells. Would you date me if I had a symbol on my shirt?
Well, you know what's weird? A lot of Christians have so many Christians. Even I even saw one on Eurofolk Radio, which was a five-sided thing, which represents the five stars, the cube, with a cross in it, with the two laurel leaves underneath it. We know the laurel leaves are the Antichrist, is Apollyon. Symbol of the United Nations is the laurel wreath on the flat earth.
Well,
that's Apollyon, which is the same thing as Horus, which is the same thing as Abaddon and all of that.
Yeah, it all goes back. Right. It's all the same.
Right. So that's, you know, so. You know, I don't want to. I want to do some radio shows, but I'm not gonna go into mass details about news stories, except for if I would decode them with some, you know, occult symbolism and these kind of things. And occult just means hidden, right?
Occult is really hidden knowledge, man. That's, it's like, hey, I know something you don't know. I got a secret you don't know. So I'm going to call it a cult.
Right.
Make it sound cool, you know. I know something you don't know. This basically, man,
And people need to understand that there's people walking on the earth that are not of your DNA. They're not of your bloodlines. They're not of your same blood cells. Sickle, you know how Saturn has the sickle?
Sickle cell anemia.
And yes, there you go. So you got the sickle cell anemia because that's where they named it after, was Satan the sickle. Because Satan ruled all those people, all the pre-Adamites.
You get what I'm saying? How come white folk don't get that shit?
Because they don't want to. They just would rather call us crazy and like, this bitch is just crazy. On my face, you know, they'll send me that. You just bitch is crazy. Yeah, I'm crazy. I already know that. But we're all crazy because we've been... Right. I know I'm crazy and I accept it and I embrace it and I'm working on it because I've been programmed all my life. But you know, you don't even know you're programmed and calling me crazy. So what does that make you? I don't know. Kind of weird. All right, well, you know what? I think we're going to top this off tonight for I think we covered some ground here, and I think, you know, eventually that we should work on getting our own radio show because, you know, obviously YouTube. And that's another thing. You know, Jimmy Fallon does this thing on YouTube called Ooh. And you know what? They're making fun of the sheeple.
They're making fun of everybody.
Yeah, because they say we're the ooh, you know, the sheep, so.
Hey, look, all the sheep are on YouTube. They're following the flat earth theory, and oh my god, look at all this.
Well, you know what? It says in Job that, Job talks about the glass dome. I mean, it's in there. It's not like it's not in the Bible.
You know what? If the world wasn't flat, everything would fall off of it.
Are we really traveling 50 million miles a day?
Man, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear this shit. I used to think that shit as a kid. It just don't make no sense.
None of the stuff they tell you makes sense, but people buy it because they're bewitched. You know, they're bewitched.
Answer me this, man. And this is a great question. I've heard it before, and it wasn't originally for me. But if we're actually going that fast through space, and we keep moving in this direction, how come the stars have been the same for over thousands of years? They haven't moved.
You know what?
They've never moved.
We could go and we could just prove this all day long. But you know what? Let's
That's
just
a whole other story. Right, man.
But we know that
We spin around Polaris, which is a North Star.
There is no vast outer space. There's no ISS space station. There's no Jupiter. The thing they have going to Jupiter is in the shape of the anal triangle. They mock us all day with the anal triangle, and it's in movies everywhere. Just go look at Buckaroo Banzai or...
Have you ever seen Buck Rogers, man? There's got to be an outer space.
No, but listen, Back to the Future and Buck Rogers Bonds both have the anal triangle, which is the sodomite gateway that, you know, Buck Rogers Bonsai, that whole thing is about, about sodomy and the sodomite gateway. All of it. But you just don't know it.
We're going to a space version of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, Rocky Horror Picture Show is about Adam and Eve being anally, anal, yeah. Sodomized. And that whole show, that whole thing is about sodomy. And you notice, like that the what's her name? What's her name? Ghostly creature, when she puts her finger up the bird's butt, you know, and it's like, and it's a step to the left and a step to the right. That's the two pillars, right? That's the in the mason, the guy's a mason. Put your hands on your hips and move your knees in tight. That's an X. You do the pelvic thrust, which is a sexual act. It drives you insane because that's how they do MK Ultra. And it's a time warp because it takes you, it helps you to time travel over the rainbow. That's why they have the rainbow. Transversing the rainbow, going over the rainbow is going over the frequencies and passing them all. And passing the veil, you know, and so the rainbow bridge is the same thing as Somewhere Over the Rainbow, that song, you know, and how, and the 69 vortex is in that movie.
Well, so much MK Ultra in that movie is crazy, man.
Because
you're talking about Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, because the vortex goes in both directions. It's a 69. One spins one way, one spins the other way. And it takes you over the rainbow, and that whole thing is about the sodomite gateway.
Wow, man, you threw so much shit in my face right there, I don't even know how to respond.
Well,
that's pretty heavy stuff to think about.
That's
a whole lot of information at once.
Well, how come, okay, and it causes confusion, so how come the Tin Man, who's always worried about everyone's feelings, has no heart? How come the smartest guy is the,
the dumb guy?
And the guy that's the most courageous isn't courageous. I mean, come on. They're playing both sides of the pillars in that whole thing. God is not God.
Always playing the opposite.
The cowardly lion is the most cowardice. Has the most courage, and so you know what I mean. It's the 69 vortex sodomite gateway.
Everything's an opposite.
No, it's called confusion. They like to cause confusion.
Oh, that too.
I mean, I could go and that's a whole other subject. That's why I think we should get our own radio show and just pick a subject and, like, detail it.
Yeah, we wish. Yeah.
You know.
We're kind of rambling at the moment, you know.
But we have to get past that. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know, man. Most of these huge YouTuber people, they don't want to touch on the Jews.
There's a lot of trolls and pills, man. It's just, if you go through a certain subject, that's all you're gonna get. Yeah. Right. I'm not a big online person, but you know me. Come on.
I know. Well, we did cover a lot in this conversation, I think, and I think maybe we could sign off on this one and then
we'll wrap this one up and do another. So.
Upload it and lose all of our views and then start over.
That's
fine. And you know what? I did some radio shows with Out of Darkness Into the Light, and I still have a lot of people emailing me from those, and that was like a couple months ago. I haven't promoted my YouTube channel or my website anywhere yet.
Well, go ahead and go ahead, man.
So, yeah. And once I do, you know, then people can listen to these talks that we have, and you know.
Hey, maybe if you get famous, I can ask you to be one of my spiritual wives or something.
Oh boy, that's yeah.
Okay.
Bella's your own girl. I do my own thing, and No, a lot of people have a lot of ideas, you know. That's okay. That's okay. You know, but you know, back them up. And I had somebody today email me. And I'm not going to say names, you know, but I you know, they decoded the Bible with gematria, and I was like, "What? No." That's the language of Satan, you know. Don't decode the Bible with that. There's other ways. The Bible has codes in it, by the way. But you wouldn't they're coded in a way that you would have no idea. And I only know one person who's figured that out. I'll share it with you sometime. But most people have never figured out the codes of the Bible ever. And it was and this is one person who is not well known at all. But I will share that with you at some point. But otherwise, you know, you cannot decode the Bible with gematria because gematria is witchcraft. It is the thing that
Jewish
bewitches people.
mysticism, man. Babylonian Jew mysticism.
Yes. All right, my love. Well, I'm gonna get off in here and
Well, enjoy yourself.
work.
I'll
Upload.
talk to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna upload this tonight and see how it goes, you know, how we get interrupted between me and you.
You have a great evening, man. I love you, girl.
I love you, man.
All
I will
right,
talk to you
you
soon.
be
All right, babe. Talk to you soon.
good. Bye, babe.
Bye.
Bye.